abide in the wilderness of Ziph, in the strongholds of a mountain. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him out of his hand. God delivered him. He escaped by the skin of his teeth. As he makes careful mention, there is but a step between me and death. But I'll tell you one thing, as you note the manner in which God dealt with David and his enemies, that God did not permit him to take that wrong step. In fact, in Psalm 37:23, the Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, doesn't it? And if you go the way where there's a trap, if you go the way where there's a trial, if you go the way where you're going to be distressed or have infirmities or reproaches or persecutions or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, it's God that leads you that way. It's God that directed your steps, that he could deliver you in a situation where you could get off and say, I've escaped by the skin of my teeth. And God gets glory from that. And the Bible said, David strengthened his hand in the Lord. David strengthened his hand in the Lord. There's many more episodes in David's life that reveals God delivering him by the skin of his teeth. Jeremiah was a great beloved saint of God and prophet of God. He wasn't beloved of the church. There's no prophet. Church don't ever love prophets because he rebukes them. But Jeremiah was one who knew what it meant to be delivered by the skin of his teeth. In the 38th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 6, they took Jeremiah and they cast him into the dungeon of Melchiah, the son of Hamalek, which was in the court of the prison. They let him down with cords, and in the dungeon was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. It looked like that was the end of God's weeping prophet, God's trusted prophet. But God had a man. He was a black fella. And black fellas wasn't much more popular in those days than they are now. And there wasn't hardly any more of them than they are today. That's why I'm so thankful for Brother Brown and a few black folks we have in this ministry that will listen to God and God's man. God had a black fella in that church that was being terribly oppressed here by the Chaldeans, surrounded and cut off. And the Bible said his name was Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house. And he heard they'd put Jeremiah the prophet in prison. And Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, said, my lord, these men have done evil in what they've done in casting Jeremiah into the dungeon. He is like to die, for there's no water and there's no food in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, said, you take hence 30 men with thee and take Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury and took thence old cast clouts and old rotten rags and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said to Jeremiah, put these under your armholes. And Jeremiah did, so they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison just by the skin of the teeth as he was going down out of sight in the mire. Here came deliverance when God stirred up the spirit of one black fella that went and pled for the life of this trusted prophet of God. Saved by the skin of his teeth. In the New Testament, we have record after record of the great men of God that were harassed and persecuted and driven from pillar to post. The record of the great Apostle Paul equals that of Jeremiah the prophet. He was a man, he said, I'll receive 5 times 40 stripes of the Jews, save one. This is in 2 Corinthians 11:24. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A day and a night I've been out in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and in nakedness. And then he goes right back to the way it all began in his conversion in Damascus in Acts the 9th chapter that don't tell the whole story. And he relates this in the last two verses of 2 Corinthians 11. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king kept the city of the Damascenes with a garrison desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Just by the skin of his teeth, some brethren got a basket, put Paul in it with a strong cord and let him down, and he escaped just before the king's secret police came in upon him. He was escaped by the skin of his teeth. And he relates his experiences, how it was almost as he despaired of his life in the first chapter of this book of 2 Corinthians. He said, I want you to understand these things, brethren. He said, I want you to be comforted into all the tribulation you have by the same comfort that I have. And he said, we had the sentence of death, that we despaired even of life, that we should not trust in ourselves. That's what God is always attempting to do, is to get us to where we're not trusting in flesh, we're not trusting in men, we're not trusting in the government, we're trusting in God and God alone. You take it out of the hands of everybody else and put it in God's hands. That's real faith and real trust. He said, all of these sentences of death that we despaired of life because of was to show us we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Paul was writing this right in the middle of adversity and persecution and a jail. God have mercy sakes. But he says, I'm still trusting God's going to deliver me out of all this mess. You remember the scripture in 1 Peter 4, a man who knew what it was to be persecuted, to be tried, to be under the sentence of death, and how God's angel delivered him, the apostle Peter, in 1 Peter 4, 17 and 18, he said, the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved. Did you know we're just going to be saved by the skin of our teeth? You're not going to have anything to brag about. It's going to be such a close call. The devil is going to come so close. And Jesus warned of this in Matthew 24, that if it was possible, the Antichrist is going to deceive God's very own elect. And it's going to be so close. He said, if the righteous scarcely be saved, then where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? We're going to be saved as by fire, Paul said, by the skin of our teeth, when the house is on fire, when the pillars are shaking, then God is going to deliver us after he's shaken everything, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain, and that's our faith in him. Everything else is going to be shook to the teeth, and only by the skin of our teeth will we escape. That's the way it is when you trust God for your healing. God's going to let you get through the valley of the shadow of death. And like David, where later on you can write, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God's with me. When I'm on the mountaintop, he's with me. When he's in the fire, he's with me. When the lion's den comes before me, God will go with me. When you go through the rivers, I'll go with you. And the church out here trembling, and oh, we ain't got to handle trouble. Can't go through tribulation. You know, God's going to deliver us all of the delinquents, and we're going to fly off somewhere to a marriage supper and eat steaks that thick for 7 years, and then we're going to come back and rule the world, and we're just going to have everything. What a dumb bunch of clucks. These preachers, dumb clucks. God's never had a people that didn't get tried by fire and escaped by the skin of their teeth. And we're likewise destined for the very same experiences, ladies and gentlemen. And you're going to have them whether you believe it or not. And the more you believe it, the little more easier it'll be. The grace of God can mollify your sufferings, your wounds, your pains, your hunger, your thirst, or whatever comes upon you, your jail sentence, whatever it is. The grace of God will bring us through it. Jesus experienced these things. I want to close here.